www.cf.ca. Good afternoon, and all that. No recent Noise of Carpet character that's recently graduated to the next dimension has elicited such considerate and carefully composed tributes as the guy we'll highlight today. We mentioned his death last week, so today we'll play some of his stuff and lots of the bands that he recorded. Online that I've noticed in the last week, not so many perfunctory RIP Steves, but much more. I love the man, and astounded by his great his growth as a human is what I kept reading in interviews and posts, etc. So let's start today with a band that Steve Albini recorded their first album, called Surfer Rosa. It is the Pixies. It recorded in 1988. So let's start with Kim and the Gang on Noise of Carpet Radio, 90.1 FM, CGSF, CGSF.ca. Thank you for listening. If you ever groan when you see that the Pixies are touring again, and I feel bad doing so. Put on Surfer Rosa. That's from 1988, as you know. That is Pixies, The Pixies, Kim Deal, Black Francis, Joey Santiago, Dave Lovering. They were one of the first big, not at the time big, but something, an influential record that Steve Albini recorded, due to the fact that the head of 4AD Records in England, who had connected with The Pixies, was a fan of Big Black. Big Black was a band that Steve and a couple other fellows were in the mid-80s, and he liked the production. Steve, just because he was there and because he was the guy that could plug in stuff, became the recording engineer for Big Black. Steve was brought up in Missoula, Montana. Other people from there were Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam and John Elway, the quarterback. And I think someone else, I have to, anyway. So something was going on there. And they had a typical Midwestern childhood, as he mentions. I've been doing a lot of reading recently and a lot of listening to a lot of his interviews. And then somebody dropped a Ramones record on him in whenever it was, early on, you know, late 70s. And things changed for him. Found himself moving to go to university in Chicago. I believe it's Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. I guess that's a suburb of Chicago. And we talk about Chicago a lot on this show and all the great bands come out of there. So Steve was in Chicago doing a degree in journalism and writing for fanzines. And after he finished his degree, continued with fanzines, got a reputation for being caustic and aggressive and, you know, particularly nasty, sometimes nasty in his reviews of people he knew and bands he saw, including people you know and people. And he was known for that. So during this time in the mid-80s, he was recording, as I said, Big Black, did two or three or four records. It was noticed by the 4AD guy, and that was the connection to the Pixies. The Pixies would have recorded with anyone at the time. They were brand new, putting out their first album, and 4AD was sort of pushed them in the direction of the guitarist of Big Black. They released some questionable titles and questionable topics. And this one here, I've actually got this 7-inch that I found recently because it looked interesting. And it's called, this is a Big Black 7-inch song release called El Duce. And it's about, there's a stylized rendition of Benito Mussolini on the cover, in tongue-in-cheek fashion, of course. And what Steve's quote here recently about this, and flirting with fascism, much like New Order did back in the day. His quote is, "We gave ourselves license to play with this language because we felt no threat from it. We thought the far right was a historical anomaly, a joke for lonely losers. Even as the right wing became more openly fascist, we were still safe." And that's where my sense of responsibility kicks in. You know, he becomes quite responsible for his actions and his words, as we've relatively recently. Now he says, "Oh yeah, I get it now. I was never going to be the one that they targeted. So it was very easy for him to put things out like this and talk about stuff so easily like he did. So let's have a listen to the song Il Duce. This is Big Black and it's heavy. From 1995, and then we're going to move into a Breeder song, Kim Deal and Pod, that was released in 1990 and recorded by Steve. And as you probably know, Steve is not a producer; he's a recording engineer. He turns on the switches, maybe helps with the microphone placement, and tries to get the natural form of the band onto a recording, their energy, their intensity, like he did with that with Surfer Rosa, as you can tell. You know, those two songs, Something Against You and Broken Face, just rock and really reflect the power that the Pixies had in the day. So let's dig back a little bit, a few years before that. And so this is Il Duce. Probably the first time played on this show, and then we'll move into the breeders and we'll come back in a little bit. Thank you for listening to Noise of Carpet on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. We do have an app you can find in your app store called CGSF, and it makes it a lot easier to listen. And we are coming to you from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. So here's Big Black. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Boris Chassaigne. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
So apparently Steve Albini was a big fan of our Canadian gentleman, Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet. I don't know if he was a New Kids in the Hall fan, but apparently he recorded a lot of this record. He didn't record all the record, but he recorded a lot of Sport Fishing from 1993, including this track here, and also For Free. Steve was known for his very reasonable rates. He's famous, and if you do a little bit of a read here, he's famous for not taking a percentage of sales, and he was ethically against that. So the quote is that he wanted to be paid like a plumber. He has a job to do, and you pay him by the hour or by the day. And did I forget to tell you? I don't know. He was paid $1,500 for recording Surfer Rosa, and that was it. That's all he got paid. Up until recently, he was. I think you could as long as he had a hole in his schedule, he worked a lot. You could have Steve record your music for about $700 or $800 a day for his fee up until recently. So let's have a listen to Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet, recorded by our star today. For Free. This is a song called Memories of Gay Paris. And then after that, we'll roll into some Super Chunk, which we play quite often here. Sort of an indie, one of the indie bands of the 90s, with an album called No Pocky for Kitty, that Albini recorded and is not credited on the album. So let's get started with Shadowy Men on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Memories of Gay Paris. Enjoy.
Super Chunk, and you are listening to the noise of carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Rock on!
Name volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Okay, so it's been pretty noisy so far. And that was where Steve started, in the noise rock section. But he also recorded other bands and that weren't necessarily punk rock or hardcore that he did a lot of the time. So a couple of bands we'll play next. One is called Low. They're from Minnesota, along with Dylan and Prince, The Replacements. And we're going to go back to 1999 from an album called Secret Name. The album is, the song is called Home. And I think it was recorded in Pachyderm Studios in Minnesota, where Rid of Me, PJ Harvey's record, was recorded, I think. And then after that, we're going to roll over to Palace Brothers, Bonnie Prince Billy, Will Oldham, etc., who's recently, his album Rise Therefore, which came out as Palace Brothers in 1996. I will play the title track from that, which is one of my favorites, and I actually used to play on my show called The Canker Sore back in those days when it was on vinyl here up at the station. And Will Oldham wrote quite a big, I think I found this article he wrote on Steve. He wrote a nice 4 or 5 pager, depending on your font size, about Steve and his connection to him. And I think he did 3 albums with Steve and knew him since he was about 15 when he went from Kentucky up to Chicago. Here's a quote here, just quickly from Will Oldham, that was written just in the past few days. He was a human being who elevated the quality of the human experience. He expected more of himself and other people, but also knew it was possible. There was nothing outrageous as the idea of being able to continue to work within the music business and maintain such humanity in the face of what almost everybody says. Well, it's impossible to do things right because this is just the way you do things. For Steve, no, there's not another way to do it besides doing it as right as you can do it. He was staunchly punk and followed the punk ethos all the way. Was not seduced by the majors and was really anti-major label and really considered them screwing up a lot of the bands that had a good start in the early 90s by signing them and really not supporting them as they moved through the 90s. So he continued with that. So these are a couple of slower songs here. Put on the kettle and pull up your slippers. I know, Brian, you're listening in Hobdo, Denmark, so welcome. It's probably 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and I'm just guessing it's raining, but I don't know. But thanks for listening, everybody. Steve in Liverpool, Dave in Rice Lip, Darlene in Mission, Natalie in Port Moody. All of you guys are here again. Rod in Halifax, or around there. I forget the neighborhood you live in, but thanks for listening. So let's get low here, and this song is called Home, and I think it's a good one. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Noise of Carpet with Mike. Here's Alan and Mimi. Thank you. Palace Music, Arise Therefore. PJ Harvey wrote this week. Here's a couple of snippets. I wanted to work with Steve from the moment I heard Surfer Rosa. He was a funny man as well as being kind, intelligent, and charming. And this intensity was offset by pauses. He was driven to explore and learn from sound and space. And he was a funny man as well as being kind, intelligent, and charming, which I keep reading. I was drawn to him and his mystery, and my sadness at his desk makes me realize how much I valued and love this man. I feel lucky I've walked alongside him for a short while on this earth. That's from PJ Harvey this week. From Elvis Costello, who's produced a few albums himself, a favorite of the Blurred Crusade that plays the hour before Noise of Carpet on Wednesdays here. He's not a fan. Elvis says, "For me, the record sounds like shit." He said in 2020 of PJ Harvey's Rid of Me, "That guy doesn't know anything about production." So, as I said, he doesn't claim to be a producer, he claims to be a recorder. But let's have a listen to a song called 50 Foot Queenie by PJ Harvey and see if it sounds like shit or not. Let's listen together. CJSF.ca, 90.1 FM. Noise of Carpet. PJ Harvey. What do you think of that? Sounds okay to me. And if you've ever seen PJ, could listen to the whole thing. I think I played the song last week. If you've ever listened to, if you've ever seen PJ Harvey in the 90s, that would be a fair representation of how she presented her art then. So I don't know what Elvis is saying. Maybe sometimes as a musician or an expert, you judge things a little bit too minutely or pedantically, I guess it could be. So anyway, that sounds great to me. I don't know if it's coming across to you guys or not, but it's in the hearing, I guess. Steve, we listened to his band Big Black at the start, so three or four albums. Then closed it down. It was getting a little bit too popular, and the people, the hardcore punks that were coming to his shows, he wasn't really appreciating the violence and the energy. So shut it down. Started a band called Rape Man. Couple of albums. Got lots of abuse for the name. Rightly so, and eventually shut that down as well and started a band called Shellac, which is putting out a new album, I think, next month, and is touring. So that's sad. We also had a short-lived band called Run, N-Word Run, which got shut down really quickly as well. So really, it really sort of stumbled into some dangerous areas here, was shocking the establishment and shocking people that he was nearby. Which he has attended to in a lot of recent posts on Twitter and interviews. So why don't we move forward here? We've only got a little bit of time left. I have the air sock fell off the microphone. Let's go to Shellac, a song called Canaveral. Canaveral from an album called 1000 Hertz in 2000. This is Brian has lent me this album because I don't have any Shellac albums. I think I had one CD, but I don't know where it's gone. But this is his band Shellac, so let's have a listen. So this is a good 15 20 years after Big Black, so let's have a listen, and then we'll move on into some Godspeed, You Black Emperor, from Montreal, who were signed to Cranky Records and connected with Steve in 2002. So we'll have a song called from Yankee UXO, Unexploded Ordnance. So here's Shellac, and then some Godspeed, You Black Emperor on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Godspeed You Black Emperor from Montreal, recorded by Steve Albini in 2002. If you've ever seen them, like guitarists, they sit in a semicircle, don't look at you. There's no lyrics, no vocals, no preening, no solos. Post-rock gods, as they say. No, they don't, and they would cringe if they heard me saying that. Godspeed You Black Emperor, massive. Some great music. Don't know if they're around anymore or not. Not sure. Recorded 2002. Let's move on. We got about 10 minutes left. Thank you for listening. It's been my pleasure digging through the material today. I hope I presented it in a clear way. I haven't got to everything. If you like what you've heard today, I would definitely look on YouTube for some interviews with the Master of Ceremonies today, Steve Albini, and he's got a lot of good stories, and he's really concise and really clear in executing them, and very, very, very patient with people. If you watch the Nardwar interview from Austin, South by Southwest, a few years ago, maybe, he was there with Kim Deal. I think they did a Q&A. And he put up with Nardwar, and I'm saying put up with for a good 10 or 15 minutes. And Nardwar, of course, threw the curveballs at him, and he was quite surprised at some of the stuff that Nardwar was had, some of the research he'd done, which is usual. And he was very good and very calm and very considerate to Nardwar's shtick. So have a look. So let's do some of this. Oh, it's just luck.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
So a producer that I've always found fascinating is Martin Hannett, who did Joy Division and other records in the day, but famous for coming up with the quote-unquote Joy Division sound that's on their records, maybe not live. And I was wondering what Albini thought of him. And so I did find that, and it was a question from the interviewer. Joy Division were surprised that their album sounded very little like they did live. Do you think their producer overstepped the mark? So this is a question to Martin Hannett, the producer of Unknown Pleasures and Closer. Steve answers, well, it seemed like Martin Hannett took control of the sound, in some cases acted as if you were superior to the band members. That's not my approach, but I love Unknown Pleasures and Closer, and I'm not going to argue they made a mistake. For the record, I do prefer the stuff on their bootlegs and the live records such as Warsaw, but I'm not going to question their studio records because I think they're amazing. So that's Steve Albini on Martin Hannett. So very interesting, and just a little bit of a coincidence that Joy Division let out that show promo for Todd's show, The Blurred Crusade. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get into a little bit of Warsaw from 1978. So this is dedicated to Steve. Thank you for all the good work. And thank you for being, giving us this. We've definitely explored this, and I've got the headphones on in here today. And I could definitely hear stuff I haven't heard before in some of these records. So have a listen. And he was definitely successful in recording bands as they were. But... So here's Warsaw with No Love Lost going out to Steve Albini. On 12-inch vinyl. It was released in the 90s, perhaps, once it amalgamated. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Let's finish off with the last track on Surfer Rosa, Levitate Me. Let's levitate Steve to wherever he's going and wherever he wants to be. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Levitate me. Come on, program, you know he loves you.